If Tony Blair had hoped that by promising a time frame in which to depart, he could douse the political firestorm over his leadership of the Labour Party, he was wrong. Cracks continue to appear in labor ranks Friday. In an interview with a London newspaper, former Home Secretary Charles Clarke lashed out at Chancellor Gordon Brown, the front-runner to succeed Blair as Labor Party chief and thus Prime Minister, for the political infighting. He called Brown's behavior absolutely stupid. A Labor Member of Parliament, John Smith, said Blair's pledge to leave within a year was insufficient.
Quite frankly, I think the Prime Minister's position is now untenable, and he will have to go sooner rather than the later.
Minister for Constitutional Affairs Harriet Harman said the infighting only helps the opposition Conservative Party and had some blunt words for her colleagues.
Well, I'm very concerned about the situation today and, quite frankly, really angry. And I really think that everybody should shut up now.
Tony Blair is credited with revamping the party. In what he termed New Labour, he moved it away from its socialist roots to the political centre and led it to victory in 1997 when he became Prime Minister. But his once bright political star has faded, and recent polls show Labour lagging behind the Conservatives. Mark Fuller, an analyst and communications director of the London Research Institute Demos, says many Labour members feel that, after 9 years, it is time for a change of leadership.
People, I think, have just come to realise that the Prime Minister's time has come, and for various reasons he's lost a lot of authority and a lot of political capital and has to step down, but it has to happen in, and it's a phrase that's been used so much in the last year or so, a kind of orderly way, so there is an orderly transition to the next leader.
Dana Allen, a research fellow in transatlantic affairs at the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London, says Blair's close relationship with President Bush and unwavering support for the Iraq War cost the Prime Minister a great deal of that political capital.
George W. Bush is toxically unpopular in Britain, as in much of the rest of Europe. There's just no question about that. And so Tony Blair's rather close relationship with him is certainly not a political plus for him.
British bookmakers, who will give odds on almost anything, are already taking bets on when Blair will actually leave, with favorite odds now saying he will depart before the end of this year. Gordon Brown remains the front-runner to succeed Blair, but bookmakers' odds are not as favorable to him as those given prior to the current infighting. Gary Thomas, VOA News, London.